Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, glad you're back with us today, and we're going to continue our theme of overcoming fear. I don't want to continue what we were talking about yesterday, the topic of overcoming fear of Satan and demons. As a blood-washed child of God, your faith is in Jesus Christ. You need have no fear of Satan, demons, hexes, curses, spells, any of those things. Satan has been disarmed. As the passage we read from Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, and Paul is talking about the work of Christ on the cross, and then his glorious resurrection, his death, his glorious resurrection and ascension. And he says in Colossians 2, 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. And Paul actually is using a picture that the Colossians will be familiar with, and because they're all a part of the Roman Empire. Paul is a Roman citizen, and when the Romans would return, a Roman army, a Roman general would return from battle, he would march into a city, and he would have the captives, the important captives, the kings and the nobles, the important and the wealthy people of this city or area that they have conquered, they would have them behind them in chains, and they would have all kinds of plunder that they had taken from this city, taken their riches, and so they would be giving out gifts as they entered back into their own city, perhaps the city of Rome. And they would make a public spectacle of their enemies, a public spectacle. Everybody would see, hey, that's the people that we lived in fear of. And look at them now. They're totally defeated and humiliated and in chains. There's no way they can hurt us. And that is the picture, that is the metaphor that Paul is using when he writes and says, having disarmed, Jesus disarmed the spiritual principalities and powers, Satan and demonic forces. He disarmed them. He made a public spectacle of them in the spirit realm. All of heaven and all of hell knows that Satan and demons have been defeated and been disarmed. Now the church needs to know it. And when the church knows it, incredible things can happen. Let me tell you a true story from church history. I would be considered a church historian. I've written a lot about church history. My book, 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, is used in Bible schools and seminaries all over the world. And this is a story that I came across, true story, of Boniface, who was a native of England but was sent out as a missionary to the people of what would be present-day Germany. Now, remember, this is the 8th century. Boniface arrived to find the people of that area steeped in spirit worship and magical practices. In other words, very occultic. Boniface found them very unreceptive to his message of Jesus Christ and the cross and what he had done. And he found that their minds seemed to be held captive by a demonic belief system that was based in fear and intimidation. Yeah, you see, the devil is the author of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, as Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:7, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So finally, deciding that drastic measures were needed, Boniface decided to challenge the occultic practices of the people. And so he announced a special meeting in the town of Gismar, where the sacred oak of the thunder god was located. Now, you have to realize, the thunder god was the most popular and feared deity of the region. In other words, they were polytheist. Poly meaning many, theist meaning gods. They were pagans. They worshiped many gods. But the most popular and feared god that they worshiped, they called the thunder god. And his sacred oak, where they would gather to pay homage and to worship the thunder god, was a massive oak, was in this area called Gismar. And so, Boniface announced a meeting. And I suppose the people were wondering, why is this foreigner wanting a meeting at the Oak of the Thunder God, who's been preaching this foreign religion to us? Maybe he wants to learn more from us. Well, hundreds gathered at the sacred oak, wondering what Boniface had in mind. The people gasped and looked on in horror as Boniface took out an axe and began chopping away at their sacred oak. Well, they expected Boniface to fall over dead at any moment, but he continued chopping away until the mighty oak came crashing to the ground. He then constructed a chapel with planks hewn from the wood of the Oak of the Thunder God, created a Christian chapel out of it, and started having gatherings for Christians in the chapel. Now, after this event, there was a mass movement to Christianity, with thousands submitting themselves for baptism. Thousands, a mass movement. Why was this? Well, Boniface publicly demonstrated, but he had no fear of their God. And he publicly demonstrated that the gods they worship were powerless, that they really had no power. And so the people suddenly realized that the spirits they feared and worshiped had no real power. They had been held captive by lies, and Boniface's bold act destroyed those lies. They realized that the Jesus whom Boniface worshiped and preached was superior to all other gods and spirits. Oh, and that is a mighty truth that we need to know today. And let me leave you with Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. When Jesus came out of the tomb after his glorious resurrection, after the greatest demonstration the universe has ever known, the ultimate demonstration of God's power, Jesus walked out of the tomb a mighty conqueror. And he said, all authority, how much all, has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. As it has been said, when you see the word therefore, find out what it's there for. Well, it's linking two thoughts together. Jesus said, I have all authority in heaven and earth. And because I've got all authority in heaven and earth, you can boldly go and teach all nations, which in the Greek is ethnos, all ethnicities. You don't have to be afraid, Jesus is saying. Oh, my friends, when you know what Jesus has done through his death, glorious resurrection, and ascension, then you know there is no need for fear. No need to fear Satan and demons and witches and curses and hexes. Those things are nothing to the blood-bought child of the living God. I'm Eddie Hyde. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you joined me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. In the meantime, I encourage you to follow me on Twitter, friend me on Facebook, check out my website at eddiehyatt.com, and I'll see you tomorrow.